Jennifer's here from Freedom Home Care. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Real good, as you can tell. We're kind of loosey-goosey today. We're just sort of...
I love it.
Yeah, we're having fun. We don't mind. We're having a good time. How was your trip? You were gone last week.
Yes.
Did you go anywhere cool, or you were at like a convention or something?
Oh, well, we did go to Denver. Chris and I went to Denver for a work meeting.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So, well, and we did go to Red Rocks. And
nice.
We went to Buffalo Bill's gravesite. So, yeah, so it was fun and educational one.
Yeah, right on. Excellent. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
You got to have some fun. Did you bring back a bunch of gummies?
No.
Okay, that's good.
They're legal here, right?
I think, I guess they are some sort. I don't know. Not my thing, so it doesn't
really
matter. Doesn't really matter to me.
Boring.
So.
They're not for children. So, you know, right away I look at you and think, well, no, Jake, not yet.
See what he
not ready.
Genius. Hold on. I don't want to leave you short. There you go. My youngest daughter asked for a candy maker for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I'm not even making this up. So my wife's like, yeah, I found this really great one. It's cool. And then her sister says at Christmas, did you seriously buy your 9-year-old a gummy maker? And we did. Yeah. It makes the little worms and it makes little teddy bears and hearts. And we're like, yeah, gummy candy. Didn't even think about like, oh, gummies. Yeah. No, that wasn't where.
Great parenting, 101.
I guess if you're not into it, you're not into it. So you have no idea that you have just done something really strange.
Live and learn.
Yes.
Yeah. So someday she'll remember this. When I'm hoping she'll remember this when I'm old, and she'll use it to make me gummies. If I need them, I don't know
she'll be calling Freedom Home Care.
I was looking for a way to transition to Freedom Home Care.
I couldn't come up with it. Might come in today.
Yeah. Yeah, trying to. Anyway, so you're here. How was Denver? Did you learn a bunch of fun stuff? Was it more administrative?
It was administrative, but we did learn a lot that we could use. Yeah, we did. It was a lot of fun. We connected with other owners from different areas of the country.
Sure.
Yeah, so
that's cool.
Yeah,
and it's fun. It's nice sometimes to remember, like, oh yeah, I'm not alone out here.
Exactly. Yes.
Right. I know what you mean. That's that's
bounce
that's a good
ideas.
Part of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great.
Fantastic. So, last week, Sully and I held down the fort for you, and
good,
we did our own ad, and it was pretty stellar.
I bet it was.
Oh, I'm sure it was amazing. Based on the calls we got, it was crazy. Yeah, we gave away a bunch of stuff for you. It was great. People were calling. I'll take one of those. Yeah. I didn't even know you guys had cars to give away. It was cool.
Gate belts.
But one of the things we talked about is how the dynamic, and this is something I think is really important as the father of a 9-year-old and now a 15-year-old, both girls, there's a dynamic to that relationship that starts to change when they hit 15.
Yes.
And it's hard as the dad where you want to be the big boss, man. And my wife's like, you don't understand. She's a lefty. You got to treat her different. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. She says she's a girl. That's what it is.
Yeah.
But my point is that when that dynamic of that relationship, after a while, it comes back around full circle. And then all of a sudden, I'm going to be old one day and I'm going to need extra help. And if she's the one trying to help me, that can be a weird dynamic.
Yes.
Right? And that's why sometimes it's better to have an expert come in and be that person to help and go, no, Jake, you can't do that because you're going to hurt yourself. Again, you know, that kind of a thing. And that's where you guys come in.
Yeah, and, you know, I've talked about that, too, with that sandwich generation. You know, the kids now are older, and they've got their kids are raising, but then they're also helping their parents, you know, with their life. And, we see that a lot where we get the call, and it's the same thing every time. I've never done this before. Right. And, you know, that's where we're there to help. We want to be able to help them and walk them through what we can do, what resources are out there, in helping them understand where their parents are, where they can be in the future, calling ahead, getting that set up before mom falls, before it's, oh, no, now we have to look at moving mom to an assisted living nursing home. Let's have those conversations before that happens so we can have them age in place and age at their own home. You know, there's nothing like having your own memories. You know, you got kids, do you have, you know, you might have that wall where they grew up and marks where they grew up, or oh yeah, I remember that hole in the wall.
Right.
You know, those memories that they have in their home where when they move out, then it's downsizing. They can't take all those pictures, they can't take those special pieces of furniture with them and all those memories.
Well, you also look at the fact that sometimes you'll have people that with great intentions, the children become the primary caregivers. And then they get overwhelmed with that. They can't do the job because it's affecting their health. But at the same time, there's a sense of guilt. I can't do this. And so there's a hesitation in making that call sometimes because they feel guilty about things when they really shouldn't be.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, look at us, you know, we, as we become adults, we look back and think, wow, our parents did really do a lot. You know, my daughter's 26. She has a one-year-old and she's like, Mom, I don't know how you did it with three. It's hard to do with one. You know, and so you start to appreciate that. And that's where that guilt comes in. You know, my mom did so much for me and my dad, they did so much for me and all the way through their adulthood. And now it's time that I want to repay them. But yet, again, they're busy with their own lives, or they might have their own health issues that they're dealing with, and they're struggling with that. And it is great to be able to be that person there to say, hey, we can help you with this. So when you're with mom and dad, it's quality time. You get to have those memories and enjoy the time versus helping mom give a shower. You right. get to be able to go through photo albums and learn more about mom instead of having to help mom get dressed.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. No, and that's, and that is important. And much like Sully and I said last week, it all starts with that first phone call. That's where it all begins. Is that they have to just pick up the phone and call you, and you they, you can help them, guide them through that process of what is appropriate, what works, and what you guys can do, and and maybe give them some ideas of what they might need that they didn't even think about. So
right. Yeah. Yep. And so, you know, our phone number is 507-387-4663. And our website is at freedomhomecarellc.com. And I tell you what, I just want to real quick do a shout out to Toby. Toby is one of our great caregivers. She's actually on our Caring Hearts. It's kind of like an employee of the month, but it's Caring Hearts. And she gets to go up on a wall. And Toby actually came in yesterday and picked up her Viking tickets that she won in a drawing.
What?
Yeah. Toby's one of those caregivers that's really great. She's requested a lot, and unfortunately we can't clone Kobe, so but just a shout out to Toby and all of our other caregivers that are doing a fantastic job. But
that's great. Yeah. Well,
and that's the true strength of Freedom Home is the people.
Definitely. Yeah. You know, it starts, you know, starts at the top with Chris, myself, office staff, all the way down to our caregivers, to our clients. You know, we want our caregivers to be happy and enjoy what they do because it reflects on the cares that they provide to our clients.
Right. And we couldn't do it without. So phone number again,
507-387-4663.
And the website again, because that's always easy too.
Yeah, freedomhomecarellc.com.